Good morning, dear listeners. Today we continue with our podcast series about the principle of mind and how to heal using the mind and consciousness and first part of my book, Cures Without Side Effects. So we're just going to speak a little bit about how to protect oneself, personal protection using visualization. And the aura, okay, the aura has been going around this world in the new age sort of fields and communities, and but basically it's one's personal energetic field. It's basically the subtle energy that relates to the frequency of the sum of all one's thoughts, intentions and emotions. In the form of an energy field which functions as a protective and attracting vitality magnet. So it very much depends on one's emotions and one's intentions and one's thoughts. But in order to strengthen one's personal protective energy and vitality, one can employ visualizations. Bearing in mind that the best method is of protection is to maintain an atmosphere of positive intention and will and virtuous motivation, because this will attract will attract positive energies and will strengthen one's personal power and make the vibration of one's own being to function as a protective shield. If the mind is filled with love and courage and faith, this can have a very powerful positive effect on every other emotional turmoil or negative circumstances. But nothing is 100% sure, because the variables are infinite. Cause and effect, the chain of causation is infinite, the low vibration is has infinite variations, and so the only thing that one can do is his best or her best to make sure that one's own side the work on one's own side is done, and then the rest will take care of itself. So the creative visualization for personal protection is basically one should start visualizing oneself as surrounded by a distance of about a meter with an egg-shaped field of highly charged positive atmosphere radiating and vibrating with an intense energy. An important thing is to feel the immediate vicinity, becoming charged with a positive willpower. This type of phenomenon is really existent, but we cannot sense it. But we can perceive it when we meet some certain people, that they have this kind of naturally. some people somehow they have developed this through some kind of stuff unconsciously. You know, they just think in a certain way. They don't know why they're thinking a certain way, but they do, and that works for them. Some people know, some people just think in a negative way, and that doesn't work. But everything can change, so there is absolutely no certainty that things can change, and what is positive can become negative, and also the opposite is true. So, but in any case, there are methods, so one can use methods, and one can do his best to do to change one's personal atmosphere of energetic field. So if you feel you are under some mental negative influence, you can form a picture of an aura charged with intense willpower flowing outward, repelling any adverse mental suggestions which may be sent to you and causing to fly back to the source. And there are also some few statements, but you can find these in the book. There are sort of positive statements one can repeat to oneself. And to conclude, in case of some negative obstructing circumstances, can also take form of illnesses. And there are different types of illnesses, but some can be cured and some cannot be cured, depending on many factors. But again, there are some ways to that one can implement. For example, if it's a negative sort of energy influencing the illness is making it worse, one can overcome it by visualizing a field of highly charged positive atmosphere, radiating, vibrating with intense energy and surrounding oneself. And then there is a statement that one can recite or speak or meditate upon. And to conclude, we also have how to free oneself from addictions and from undesired relationships. So in the case of addictions, basically addictions are based on craving for fulfillment and negative beliefs and habitual tendencies stored in the subconscious mind related to a specific object of craving. But if the craving behind an addiction is there, the only thing one can do sometimes is to just change the object of craving, so make it a less destructive. So from a destructive object of craving, one can move into a less destructive object of craving, and at the same time work to dissolve the craving and the grasping behind it. And the latter part is not that easy. But at least one can, for example, one is addicted to a certain substance and can substitute this substance for a less harming substance, and then a less harming substance. Or even if it's not a substance, can be one can change the craving for a certain situations or whatever it causes negativity for a less or a different. Basically, we just shift the craving. That's all we do, because that's maybe that's the only thing that we can do at that point. But we work also in order to diminish the craving, so that the craving becomes less strong, and therefore we can move into more habitual tendencies of positive and healthier sort of habits, which you can call addictions. But so one can be addicted to exercise, and it can be an addiction because it produces the certain dopamine, endorphins, and serotonin, which are the substances that create addictions when they are produced in big quantities. But exercise is good, again, but if one does too much exercise, then also that's a problem, because you can injure yourself. So always need to find a balance. So so in the book there is a specific visualization and statements in order to free oneself from addictions and also from undesired relationships. Sometimes we have this unfortunate interdependent link with certain beings, and we need to do our best to cut off this link. And this is obviously due to cause and effect and vibration and many other factors. Also the low correspondence, so because we correspond to a certain energy, and so that creates match. Everything matches in the phenomenal universe. So the best thing to do is to rise above into a different type of vibration or a different energy, sort of frequency of oneself, and that takes time, it takes efforts, and it takes work from one's own side. And these things just do not happen by themselves, because the law of nature is that heat follows the easiest route. So if it's easier to follow a negative route naturally one will follow that negative route. If it's easier to follow a positive, we'll do that. But we can change that, because with work on a mental level and emotional level, we can make the easiest route the one of the positive side. Okay, so this concludes our last topic on the principle of mind, and in the next podcast we were going to details more about specific types of ways more related to the physical level, healing methods, and different types of complementary naturopathic remedies. So thank you for listening.